This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Ricky Lee Cool J is a household name in Australia who has won our hearts during her beginnings on Australian Idol. Since then, she's built an absolutely memorable career. In celebration of her first 15 years in the music business, Ricky Lee will be performing a special two-hour concert at the Palms at Crown in Melbourne. Ricky's in today to tell us about the show and hopefully a little bit of an update on her life. Ricky, hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so excited. How are you going? This is so great.
I'm good. I love the excitement. I love that you're excited. I'm excited too.
Mikey's having a little crush over here, which is very exciting to see.
I'm having a meltdown. I don't know. It's too much. I'll tone it down.
Don't melt. Don't do that. It's not pretty. Come on. Look. Hold yourself together, girl.
Look, Ricky, the first part of your concert will feature songs from the Golden Globe winning and Oscar-nominated film A Star Is Born, and the second half is a trip down memory lane of your career. What drew you to dedicating an hour of songs to A Star Is Born?
Well, I like, I'm sure, everybody else. I mean, it's been the number one movie for how bloody long. I watched the movie and it just stirred up so much inside me. It really inspired me. And I thought back to when I was a little kid and The Bodyguard was the big movie that was out. And I remember that's kind of what made me want to be a singer. Listening to those songs and obsessing over the music and trying to learn how to sing the songs. This is, you know, thinking back to me as like a little eight-year-old kid, watching A Star Is Born really took me back to that time and those same feelings of being inspired and motivated came back up. And I thought, wow, these songs are such amazing songs. I think that they've become new classics. Yeah. Lady Gaga did an incredible job with the soundtrack. And I just thought, you know what, I'm doing a retrospective, and I think that these songs are so amazing, and I'd love to sink my teeth into them. Everybody's loving them, so why not give them a go live on stage?
Look, speaking of A Star Is Born, a little while ago, the media went bananas trying to create a feud between you and Lady Gaga over a necklace.
I mean, come on, there's no feud. No,
it was ridiculous, I know. But how does it feel being on the receiving end of, you know, the media's wrath? You know, it's such an innocent tweet, and it all comes at you. Is it hard to deal with?
Well, I mean, I think nothing of it, because for me, the people that didn't hear about it, which, you know, I'm sure happened, there's in 2011, I did an event for Tiffany & Co. And at the event, they got me to wear a necklace called the Majestic. They told me at the time that necklace was, you know, worth nearly $20 million.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh my gosh, I felt like Audrey Hepburn. And yeah. You know what I mean? I was like, oh my gosh, this is the best moment of my life. I'm going to try and run. But then when I was watching the Golden Globes, I saw Lady Gaga and I was like, oh my God, I've worn that necklace. Oh, cool. And I put a photo of me wearing the same necklace as her. And then the next day, Tiffany put out a thing saying that they made it especially for her. And I was like, oh, hang on. No, I'm pretty sure I wore that. I'm pretty sure it's exactly the same necklace. I don't know what it, they might have made a new one. They might have, you know, reconfigured it, but it looks exactly the same to me. I was just more excited. Like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. It's not often that when you watch like the Oscars or the Golden Globes, you get to say, I've worn that. Like, it was a pretty crazy thing.
And I don't think Tiffany's a runner out making, you know, $60 million necklaces. They're doing okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they can, I don't know, but it doesn't matter to me. I just thought it was really cool.
Well, I thought it was fantastic, and I thought you looked way better than Gaga anyway.
Oh, no way.
No, I'm going to say you're a big deal. I'm going down on record.
You've got Tom's approval now. This is it. You've made it. This is it.
Throw down.
Now, Ricky, I've got this fascination whenever we get an artist in. I want to talk about what's on your rider, because we get some really quirky ones. Some people have only blue jelly beans in the jar. Some people just have, like, cookies and tea. What's on your rider when you rock up to your show that's coming up?
The most important thing that's at the top of the list is champagne.
Oh, right. Good girl. Yeah.
There is no performance without champagne. I sound like an alcoholic. What a loser. but no, I just, me and the band and my dancers, we just like to, you know, get a little buzz on before we go out on stage. So that's important. Okay. There always just has to be food for everybody. So we have food at least 2.5 hours before the show so that we are digested before we perform. So we have a proper dinner. So whether it's, I don't know, just a nice hot meal. At Soundcheck, we have sandwiches. And then on the side, we have like hummus and celery and carrots.
Oh, sweetie, after the champagne, who would care? Who don't want to want hummus? Yeah.
Well, no, because then we go straight to the, we have lollies as well. We have red frog, snakes, and a big bowl of Dairy Milk chocolate.
Oh, this is very wholesome. Okay. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, no, that's it. The most demanding thing, and that people are like, oh, does she really need that much champagne? We're like, yeah, we do. Okay. Do you want me to do a good job?
Yeah. I need to be at least half buzz. Yeah, great.
Yeah, I've got to be hammered before I go out.
Yeah. Ricky Lee, what I wanted to talk about is you had a really nice take on the 10-year challenge through your Instagram post a little while ago. You gave the audiences a big insight into your development of self-confidence and self-love. What was, you know, crucial learning? You know, what is it that you can give to the audience, especially young people coming up, about learning to, you know, love yourself? It's not about all how you look on the outside, it's about how you feel on the inside as well.
Yeah, I mean, when I saw that 10-year challenge going around on Instagram, I thought about, oh, what was I doing 10 years ago? And I looked back at photos and I was trying to find a photo and I was just like shocked thinking about how much my life has changed in the last 10 years for the better. 10 years ago was probably the worst time in my life. Yeah. I was just down and depressed and upset, and my life was kind of to me it felt like it was in ruins. But to be honest, there's much worse things that have happened to people in life than breaking up with someone.
Yeah.
But there's lots of stuff going on behind the scenes in the work sense as well, with labels and management. It was really messy, and I just didn't know how to get out of it all. I felt like I was in a mess and in a hole that I didn't know how to get out of, and that there was no end in sight. And 10 years ago was also the same year that I met my now husband, Richard. And thinking about those 10 years and how much my life has changed, and I kind of attribute so much of my success in the last 10 years, personally and professionally, to my husband, because when he met me, I was just a hot mess. I didn't believe in myself. I had no confidence in myself. I'd kind of lost the will to kind of fight against these people that were kind of dragging me down anymore. I was kind of surrendering and giving up, which would have been awful. I don't know where I would be now had I not met him. But when I met him, he was like, wow, you've got so much sass and you're such a tough, strong woman, but you're not fighting back. What's going on? And I was just scared, really. And he gave me kind of the confidence to push through. And I think anybody that's going through a tough time, you know, don't shut down, because I definitely was on the brink of just shutting down and kind of giving it all up. But listen to the people that you love around you. Get rid of the toxic people in your life. It's really hard. It's not easy. I know, you know, people post quotes all over Instagram and Facebook, but never actually lived through it. I've lived through it. It's really hard. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to go through, but it's so worth it in the end.
Never give up on your dreams.
Yeah, never give up.
Thank you for sharing that with our audience and with your audience on Instagram, because it was really, really insightful. And I really want to say thank you for having us chat to you for the day. It's been so nice getting you on the show, and we'd love to have you one day in the studio with us. But
yeah, absolutely.
You can grab tickets to see you in live in concert at ticketmaster.com.au, or you can find the direct link to the tickets via Ricky's Instagram at TheRickyLee.
So we'll see you at Palms very shortly.
See you at Palms. I can't wait. 24th of May.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.